contracts, we just finished our discussion about how to interpret a contract. But now we're going to be moving on to how to supplement the contract. And what I mean by that are adding terms that were not written into the contract. And this is going to be done in three ways. Today, in this episode, we're talking about just one of those, and that is going to be implied terms. As you recall, in the last episode, we introduced requirement contracts underneath the UCC 2306 subsection 2. And a requirement contract just means everything you buy, I will produce for you. And so we can contract that with an output contract where it's the opposite, saying everything you produce, I will buy. The only issue with this statement is that if one party agrees that it will buy for another, and if that second party ends up having a really high production amount, well then party B would be, well, the first party would be required to purchase those goods. And so UCC section 2306 subsection 1 kind of protects against this by establishing good faith principles. And all this starts to lead into our first case, which is Wood versus Lucy Lady Duff Gordon. And in this case, there was an exclusive contract. Lady Duff Gordon, you could say she was an influencer of the olden times. She was a fashion lady, would develop clothes, and if she developed a clothing line and stamped her approval on it, it would sell. And so she agreed with this agency that they would be the only ones to give her stamp of approval to outlets. And as a result, she would collect half of this. But the thing is here is that if they didn't do any work, she wouldn't make any money. And so here, what we're learning is that the UCC ends up protecting against things like this. It says if there's a lawful exclusive contract or agreement, then it's the responsibility of the seller to supply goods, and it's the responsibility of the buyer to promote that sell. So how that works in this context is she is supplying the dress, the designs, etc., and the agency is doing it to promote the sell. And it ultimately comes down to they're trying to have the best interest met for all parties. So even though he wasn't obligated to do those things by terms of the contract, he is obligated through the UCC to end up putting in a good faith effort. This continues on underneath the UCC section 2309, subsection 2 and 3 in common 8. Subsection 2 says that contracts can be terminated at any time. Subsection 3 says that reasonable notice is required. And then subsection 8 says that reasonable notice is to ensure that you give the other party sufficient time to find a substitute arrangement for the contract that you had. And you see this being done in our next case, Leibel versus Rainer Manufacturing Co. And they deal with garage doors. And so the UCC applies in this case because even though they weren't explicitly selling garage doors between the two, they were working in goods. It just ended up working in goods. I didn't explain that very well, but that's what it is. It is the goods, so UCC applies. The big takeaway from this case is that the UCC will add a term to the deal. And why that is an issue in this case is because the contract that they had done was indefinite, and so it could be terminated at any time by any party, but they need to give reasonable notice, and reasonable notice was not given in this case. And reasonable notice was not written into the contract. It could have been written into the contract, but it wasn't. But the UCC can add it to the contract even though the parties didn't do that to begin with, and these are called gap filler terms that the UCC can end up putting in there. The reason for this is because people are just too lazy to do it themselves, so it's fair because of the people ended up bargaining about it, they would have put something like this in because it just makes sense. And then it's also efficient because if they didn't put it in because they were too lazy, well, then the UCC just does it for you. So those are two cases about implied terms where you've got implied in fact, where you're talking about the facts of the case that could imply a term, and we see that with the Lady Duff Gordon case. And then we've got implied in law, where the law can actually imply a term and impose it onto agreement. And ultimately, just make agreements more fair and more efficient. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Law Schoolers. Before I let you go, there are four things I want to say. The first thing is if you enjoyed these episodes and if you enjoy the website, I would invite you to go and join Law Schoolers Pro. And you can do that by going to lawschoolers.com/join. It's a way for you to support us, but there's also a lot of features there that I think you will enjoy. Second thing is that nearly all of our episodes are unedited. The only ones that aren't are pre-law materials, and the reason for that is so you can actually see the legal material in its raw form as I'm learning it as well. The third thing is that the information contained in these episodes are specifically only for educational purposes. They're not to be used as legal advice, and with that, the fourth thing is if it is used as legal advice, we are not liable. That is, Law Schoolers is not liable for any legal outcomes. Thank you again for enjoying the show. Have a good one.